This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Iranian woman has pleaded guilty in the United States to trying to illegally export technology to her home country. 40-year-old Nagar Ghodaskhani entered her guilty plea Friday to a federal court in the northern state of Minnesota. According to court documents, Ghodaskhani worked for a Tehran-based company from 2008 to 2011 and established with a co-defendant another company located in Malaysia that operated as a front for the other company. As part of the conspiracy, Ghodaskhani falsely represented herself as an employee of the Malaysian company in order to acquire exported controlled technology from the United States. North Korea has launched another round of projectiles into the sea off its east coast, its fifth such test in just over 2 weeks, according to South Korea's military. The launch came hours after U.S. President Donald Trump said he received another beautiful letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and reiterated that he is not concerned about Pyongyang's short-range ballistic missile test.
I think we'll have another meeting. He really wrote a beautiful three-page, right from top to bottom, a really beautiful letter.
And South Korea's military says that the projectiles were fired from near the Hamhung area in eastern North Korea. It isn't clear how far the weapons traveled. North Korea has regularly launched short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. The past 2 months, Pyongyang is angry about the resumption of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises that began Monday. Anti-government protesters in Hong Kong are expected to defy police and march in 4 weekend protests, one of which has already started, all of which officials banned because of safety concerns, in a move that critics said further stifles freedoms in the Chinese territory. This is VOA News. The next round of trade talks between the United States and China might not happen. President Donald Trump told reporters this on Friday. Asked if he would cancel the talk scheduled to be held in Washington, he replied, maybe.
So China wants to settle this deal. They've had the worst year that they've had in many, many decades. And it's getting only worse. Thousands of companies are leaving China. They would like to make a deal. I'm not ready to make a deal.
Later, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said the United States is still planning another round of talks next month. A number of economists warned that the trade war between the world's two biggest economic powers could hurt growth globally, in part due to disruption of supply chains and less efficient production. VOA is shining light on some of the migrants returned to Mexico as part of the Trump administration's migration protection protocols, in which the Mexican government is busing hundreds of returned migrants to faraway locations in what is described as a thinly disguised deportation program. The VOA spoke to some of the migrants ahead of a 2,100-kilometer journey and found the majority of them were from Honduras and had crossed the Rio Grande into the United States in the first days of August. VOA witnessed 2 nights of bus departures from a location adjacent to a pedestrian bridge where CBP dropped off migrants to await their immigration hearings in the U.S. from outside the country. Some of the migrants who spoke to VOA said that they felt that the hearings stood no chance and would self-deport to their respective countries. Others plan to utilize temporary work permits in southern Mexico while they consider their next moves. In the wake of last weekend's mass shootings, President Trump says that the political climate in Washington is shifting toward gun control measures. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
He's backed off past pledges to strengthen the nation's background check system, but now the president says it has to happen.
We need meaningful background checks so that sick people don't get guns.
And as he left the White House on vacation, said he has the clout to convince Republicans to go along. The president's also assuring the NRA its views will be heard and respected. CEO Wayne LaPierre this week rejected some gun control proposals under discussion. The president says they've talked.
I think in the end, Wayne and the NRA will either be there or maybe will be a little bit more neutral.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.